Okay, let's get at the next perek. Perek Kuf Yud, 110, here in Tehillim. And this perek, short perek, LeDavid Mizmar, as we discussed in the last perek, whenever a perek starts off with a David Mizmar, David HaMelech is inspired, and Mizmar sings. But as Rav Hirsch points out, it seems like in this perek, David is not talking. It seems like somebody is talking to David, says Rav Hirsch, like in Psalm 20. That's Lamaseach Mizrael David. Lamaseach Mizrael David, we say every morning, Perachaf. Tilam Kufyud is also not written by David, but addressed to David by some other author, and its theme too is similar to that of Perachaf. It is quite different from the previous Kuftes in spirit. Again, this is Rav Hirsch's Pashut Pshat. While the latter shows us David as the victim of abject humiliation in the previous parak, lack of understanding and slander and persecution at the hands of his contemporaries, right, that he was persecuted and there was a de sheker that were hired against him, this parak portrays David in all of the splendor of his God-oriented role and of the significance of his life for both the present and the future. At the same time, we see how even some of his contemporaries came to recognize him. And then we'll see, and the refresh continues, and this parak really has two parts. It talks about David's calling, the two parts of his calling. First, his task to subdue enemy nations by the might of the sword. Like we saw, we read from the Melech HaMashiach, he's going to have to wipe out the Amalek. And secondly, his spiritual mission, namely to win the hearts of men for God by the power of his word and the influence of his activities. That's what this parak is going to say, the second job of a melech. It is this latter aspect of David's task that the psalm regards as the more significant and as the basic reason for the importance of which David's place in history holds for all men and for all times. Similar to the last parak, we have the pasuk of Libi Chalal Bekirbi, where the Rambam used that pasuk to tell me that David and Melech was nothing, not about himself. It was just about doing good for the people, right? That's this balance. Everybody else has to have covered for him, and he has to do what he has to do in order to overcome and defeat the enemies of Klal Yisrael. But it's not just physical, but it's also spiritual as well. So this is the Pashup Shot of this Perech. Again, the Radak also notes that the Pashup Shot, V'hanachon l'fiderech ha-pshat l'faresh ha-bizmar al-David. Amru Echam and Amishorim Alav. One of the Mishorim said about him. That is all number one. Number two, but there's a second idea that the Gemara has in Sanhedrin Daf Kufches. Rashi quotes it, and that's how Rashi reads the whole Perek. But then at the end, Rashi says it could also be about David, and then Rashi goes through all the Psukim again, talking about David. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says this is talking about Avraham Avinu, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu supporting Avraham. Maybe it's Hashem, the first pasuk. Well, David is Barnum, Hashem Ladoni, Hashem says to my master, right? So did Hashem call Avraham Adoni, or did David HaMelech call him Adoni, right? This is his great, so to speak, grandfather. So Hashem calls him Adoni. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai in Bereishis, where it talks about the Avram and the war with the four kings and the five kings, it says that David HaMelech in this parak calls him Adoni, and it goes through these psukim that talk about the godless of Avram Avinu, as we'll see. We'll go through the psukim and we'll see. But this is a Kuf Ches Amid Beis towards the bottom, where Rav Chana Bar Livoy, Omar, Shem Rava Le Eliezer. And they ask Eliezer somehow, Eliezer Evan Avraham, they were having a conversation. What happened when all the kings of the four kings, five kings came against you? Hashem brought Avraham and placed him at his right side. And he threw dirt and it became swords. Gili Avigiri. You might remember this from the Nachamish Gamzu story, which the Gemara then quotes. The Gemara then quotes that story also, not only in Tainus. And it's based on the pasuk, Mizmar LaDavid, Num Hashem LaDoni, Shavli Mini, Arash Zevecha, Hadom Ralecha, Miher Mi Mizrach, right? Who woke up from the east? Tzedek Yikra'eu L'Raglo, V'tein Yitein Lefan of Goyim, Amlachim Yer. That's Oman Avram Avinu. So Chazal have an additional level of interpretation, not just the Pashup Shot, which is talking about somebody's talking about to David, about the job of a king, about defeating enemies and being the spiritual light, but also talking about Avraham Avinu, right? That's what the Radak says. Also, Zeam Izmar Pirshur Abusein Uzal Al Avraham Avinu Kishiyatsuli Lachim Arba Malachim. When he went out to fight the four kings, right? Not talking about David fighting the kings, but when Avraham Avinu went to fight the kings. That is number two. There is a third, I'm not even going to call it a pshat, a third misreading. The Radak quotes this in the end of the parak. The Radak says that this parak is used by the Christians to talk about Oso Ha'ish, to talk about Yeshu, right? Because they misread some of the psukim. He writes at the end, Hanotzrim Mefarshim Zah Mizbar Al Yeshu Va'amru Kibapazik Risho, the first pasuk that says, Num Hashem Ladoni, Hashem says to my master, Ladoni, Yisba'er Bo Ha'ava Ha'ben. They say it's Hashem talking to Yeshu, Oso Ha'ish, Shem Karim Ne'um Hashem Ladonai, Bekamitz Hanun. They put a Nai, right, which is my, right, so my them, that they're saying to my master, they're saying Hashem spoke to him, meaning he's also a God. He's also a God. Chas v'shalom. V'yamru, heich yomer, Hashem l'Hashem. And they say, how did one God speak to another God? El Hashem shtayim, must be there at two. V'aruach shlishi. V'otah, so they misread the pasuk by putting it as ladonai instead of ladoni. And they also, otos achar karmazeh mizmar, they say the pasuk later on is going to talk about amcha nidavos, amcha, your nation is going to volunteer and join you. Karim imcha, Bechira ka'ayin, they read with you, the Omri Bahadre Kodesh, who are Kodesh and Nolad Merechem, and they say, with you is, right, the Kodesh, right, Hadre Kodesh Merechem, they put in their hope shot, into this pasuk. But he says, Radak says, look at all the manuscripts. Kimi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavo'o Yimsa B'cholas Farim Bechira Kanun. Making up nekudos, right, to fit into their pshat. Then he asks a lot of logical questions. If a father and a son says, the son says to the father, sit here, I need you. But if there's a God, gods by definition don't need anyone else. It's not called a God if you need. And he continues and goes through how the pasuk is, cannot be talking about anyone else, can't be read that way, and the Torah is, never gonna be changed, v'chulu, and the Radak continues, about polemicizing against their reading. Okay, but either way, we're gonna go back to Arpshat, it's either the Pashup Shot referring to David, or talking about Avraham. So let's get back to the parak now. Well, David Mizmar, Ne'um Hashem Ladoni, Shavli Mini. So Hashem says, so to speak, to David, let's say, or to Avram, you sit on my right side, Ad Ashis Oivecha, until I place your enemies, Hadom Noraglecha. I'm gonna trample on your enemies. I'm gonna put them as a footstool, to your feet. Meaning, you're gonna be able to trample on your enemies. David, you're gonna be able to trample on your enemies, or Avram, when he went to fight the kings, the four kings and the five kings. Mate Uzcha, Yishlach Hashem Mitzion. The mate, your strong staff. A mate is something that a king would hold. Mate uscha yishlach Hashem. Hashem will send Mitzion from Sion, from Yerushalayim. Redei bekerav aivecha. Go rule over your enemies. Amcha, your nation, nedavos biyom chelecha. Your nation will be misnadev, will come on the day of your army, biyom chelecha. Bahadur, so what does that mean? Says the Rashi. Rashi is going first with Avram Avinu. What does it mean? Amcha nedavos. Kishetesov chayel erdof achareihem. When you go and you want to fight the kings, yisnadvu imcha va'oavecha, let's say simcha. Many people will go with you. Kamosha ratzina va'yarkas chanicha, yilidei beiso. He takes his family. Others say it's just Eliezer. V'lo yoter, va'oner eshkol umamre, hisnadvu me'aleim, let's say slalecha zachara bezrato. They join you. Question that Rashi al-Torah might not say that they came, that they stayed back on the Kalim, but this could be referring to Avram Avinu, that they came, Amcha Nedavos. The Meiri says that David HaMelech was such a king that everybody eventually loved. At the beginning there was some naysayers, but he wasn't a king that held himself higher than everybody else. As we know, he was someone who was betoch ha'am, someone who ruled over the am when he needed to, but he didn't hold himself above the am. Says the Meiri here on this pasuk, Yavo elecha benidvas lev, klomar, milev uminefesh, hivticho, Hashem promised David, sheyehenehav mitzad amo, that the am will love him, kimamar achacham, like the wise man says the Meiri, la'echad hamalachim, like a wise man once said to a king, Mishoch lev ha'am ad shetimloch bilavavos lo begufos levad. Don't try to all just rule over their physical bodies. You got to rule over their hearts too. That's how you have to connect, and that's when they're going to be misnande. That's amcha nedavos biyom chalecha. If you have that type of relationship, you connect with them to their nefesh and not to their guf, So then they're going to follow you. They're going to follow you. A little bit later, the Meiri says, Moshe he'idu alav hemikro, shaya ne'ehav v'chashuk. He was desired, Eitzel HaKol. Va'amar atosh ha'af betchilas malchuso, shederach kol melech chadash, lehis ga'os, v'limshol b'chozek, at the derech of any new kings to show them who's boss, k'de lafarse malchuso, to make sure they know he's the king, v'lahachzik shultanoso, le'ein HaKol, to strengthen his rulership, hu lo zaz mitov hanagosav. He did not move. David didn't move from how he always acted, v'lo nisga'eh b'malchuso, k'mo sh'amar hu ba'atzmo, anochi ayom rach, Umashuach Melech Manashim Bnei Tzruya Kashimi Meni. Right, David HaMelech, it did not go to his head. He took his position seriously, but he never let it go to his head, and that's why they went with him. And that's what the David HaMelech is saying now. Amcha Nedavos Biyom Chilecha. One ha'ara about Avram Avinu, according to the first pshat, that it's about Avram Avinu going out, and he goes out to fight the kings. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Liakov in Parshas Lech Lecha asks a simple question. He says, if Avraham would have went to ask a shayla, yudalad, yudalad, ilu haya Avraham shoel she'ila, ichayav leilech latzilas lot. Do I have to go save my nephew? Right? Do I have to go save Lot? If you would have asked that shayla, bevadai hayunen eshu pater. They would have said he's pater. Why? To ha'ein adam mechuyav lahachnis as atzmo besafik sakana, bechdei lahatzilas chavero, for mevadai sakana. So that's, one's not mechuyav to do that. Ella, but what did Avram do? He went anyway. It was Lot's own fault. He went anyway. El Masha Asakein Avram Umishum Shaha Avos Nikru Yesharim. Right, Avar Zor Daf Chafei, the Avos are straight. Hainu, Shekal Hanagasam Haisa Lo Api Dini HaTorah El Api HaSeichal HaYashar. They went by what was right in their minds. Ki Halokim Es HaAdam Yashar. The Api HaYosher HaYamutal Avram Lishtadal Atzil Slot. Right, Yashrus, the Halacha, do you have to know? Does Yashrus demand, me to tell you that you should? Yes. Ki Avram hirgish es atzmo ka'achra'i l'shlomo shalot. He felt himself as an responsible. Bikivin shaharan aviv meis b'kiv shanayish. Haran, Lot's father, already died, but he thought he was on Avram's side. Mishum sh'amar shu mamin v'lokei Avram. Right? So Avram kind of felt responsible to raise this son. V'lachein, alpi ha'yosher, here's the word, menshlechkeit, says Rabbi Yaakov, Huchrach Avraham laharikas chanichav v'lerdof acharei malachim. Avraham Avinu had to, gird his loins and run. Ube'emes kol chayi ha'avos shechayu kodem zman haTorah hayu munhagim apia yosher. Everyone before this had to follow Yashra's derech eretz kadma laTorah. Hano she'avos isnagu apia derech eretz va'yosher od kodem shenitna Torah. And he says maybe that's the pshat of the pasuk at the end of Mishpatim where he says ve'etna lachas luchos ha'even. Vahatorah vahamitzvah. He says, I'm going to give you the luchos and the Torah and the mitzvah. Answer Yaakov, bishlama mitzvah haynu mitzvah shenistavu behen. I understand the mitzvos, that's the mitzvos. Avomazeh hatorah. What is Torah, which is written before mitzvah? V'nirash hakavana hi l'sipuri hatorah shala avos. Torah here means everything embracious. Shenechtivu b'torah kodem ha-mitzvos. Shahare v'haynu shahari lashen Torah hi milashen ho-ra'ah. Milashen mora derech. So that's where Rabbi Yaakov says, Avram went, because that was menshlich, that was yashrus. That's what he had to do. And Hashem says to him, I'm going to be with you. So Amcha Nadavas Biyom Chilecha, Bahadre Kodesh, in the Rechem Mishchar, in your early days, from Rechem, you were holy. From your early days, Lecha Tal Yaldusecha, to you, there's a due to your youth. What does that mean in your early days? Sarashi, your quotes, Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem at a very young age. Shikir Baro ben Shalosh Shanim. Rashi says, 3 years old. 3 years old. The Rambam doesn't go that far. But again, there are different days in Chazal and different days in the Rishonim. The Rambam says, Avraham Avinu recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu at age 40. At age 40, that's the Rambam Shita. Rambam, the beginning of Avodah Zarah, when he talks about the spiritual parade that Avraham, did. Performed, he says, Kiman shenigmal eitan zeh, hitchil l'shotet badaito. Right? Once Avraham Avinu started to think, v'u katan v'lachsho b'yom v'layla, he was young, and he started thinking, v'u tamia hech efshar shi yegagla zeh noeg tamin, how could it be that the sun and the moon and the stars, v'lo yelo manig umi yisaviv oso, and there's no manig, there's nobody running the world, there's nobody that press go, V'lo haya lo lo melamed v'lo modia davar. Ela mushka b'ur kazdim. He didn't have a teacher. He was sunk into Ur Kasdim over the Avodah Zarah, Hatipshim, V'aviv, V'imo, V'chala'am, over the Avodah Zarah, V'hu haya oved imoim, and he himself wasn't over the Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam. But his heart was always thinking, V'libo mishotet u'mevin, achehisig derech ha'emes. And he thought, and he analyzed, and he wondered, and he meditated, until he came to the truth. V'heven kavat tzedek midaito hanachona. And he came to the pit straight, v'yada, and he knew, she'isham elo ka'echad, v'hu manig agalgal, v'hu bara hakol, v'ein b'chol animsa elo ka'chus bimenu. Right? He created everything. He's the only source of everything. There's nothing outside of him. And he knew everybody else was making a mistake. V'yada shekola am toim, v'davar shegarm lehem litos, was because they served stars and moon and sun, and then they forgot about that they were servants. And then the Rambam adds, u'ben arba'im shana hi kiravar mizbaro. 40 years old. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram Yesh Agada Ben Shalosh Shanim. Shenemar Ekev Ashasham Avram Bekoli Minyan Ekev. Minyan Ekev, so he says, three, so different dais. It could be that there was a process. There was a process of Avram Avinu recognizing, but it was young. It was young and before anybody else. That's what the Pasuk says. It could also be when Bnei Yisrael were young, not just when Avraham. But Amcha Nadavas Yom Chilecha, Baharas Kodesh Meirecha Mishkar Lucha Tal Yalu Yisrecha. But it's in the singular. Nishba Hashem Velo Yinachem, Hashem swears. But again, it could also be talking about David HaMelech, as we said. So David HaMelech, when he was already young, he was already chosen, right? When he fell Goliath. Nishba Hashem Velo Yinachem, Hashem has sworn that he's going to be behind you. Velo Yinachem, he's not going to change his mind, right? Like Rambam says, a Nevuah Tova can't be changed. Can't be changed, a Nevuah Tova. Nevuah Ra might be changed, Latova. Nevuah can't be changed. Nishba Hashem Velo Yinachem. Atah Kohen Lolam, you are Kohen. Al Divrasi Malki Tzedek, because of what happened with Malki Tzedek. What is this referring to? Again, according to the Chazal that is talking about Avraham Avinu, this is talking about the Malki Tzedek event. Remember the Gemara Nidarim tells us that Malki Tzedek was originally going to be the Kohen. And then what happened? Because he came and gave a bracha to Avraham first, before he gave a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he lost the kahuna. He lost the kahuna, and then it went to Avraham's descendants, right? All of the Jewish people, Avraham's descendants, they were zochet to get all of the brachas that came. But it was because Malki Tzedek Malashalim, Hosi Lechem Vayayim, who coined Lekel Yoni, was a Kohen, and then it was lost, and that's what the Radak here quotes, Hikdim Berchaso Avram Lekel Yon, Silek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Akuna Mimenu, V'nitna la'Avraham. And that's what the Pasuk says here. Atah Kohen la'olam al divrasi Malki Tzedek. Al adavar shediber Malki Tzedek. So that's the Avraham Avinu, where maybe where Chazal got it from, that this is a Pasuk. Again, if it's talking about David HaMelech, you have to understand it in a different way. The Pasuk continues. Adonai al yemincha machatz b'yom ha'po malachim. Hashem is by your right side. He's by your right side, machat. So again, talking, let's say, to David HaMelech. Hashem is with you. Be strong. B'yom apo melachim. Yadin bagoyim aleik v'yos. He will judge the nations. Machatz rosh al eretz rabah. And he will bang them on throughout the land. It says, the pasuk, hey, it says, Hashem is on your yamin. Hashem's on your right side. The last pasuk in the previous parak, I didn't get to mention, but it also has to do with this also. The last pasuk in the previous parak said, Ki ya'amon li'yamin evyon. Hashem stands to the right of those who are poor. Lahoshia mishoftei nafsho. To save them in judgment. So here, it doesn't talk about that poor, but it's talking about those who need Hashem's help. Hashem al yamin, Hashem's on your right side. There's a Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal. There are two people in jail. Two people in jail. And one of them was very wealthy, and he said, I'm gonna pay for the best lawyer in town to defend me, and I'm not to worry about it. And the other one was very upset. He's like, I don't have enough money, and I'm not gonna have a lawyer. I'm not gonna, never gonna get out. So person's talking. It's like, wait a minute, but don't you know you have connections? What's his connections? Yeah, he happened to know the Supreme Court justice was a good friend of his. I could have all the money in the world, but you look who you have on your side. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if a person knew that when they get up to Shemayim, the Rambam would defend them in court, they would be calm. What if a Bayan Rava would defend them? What if Moshe Rabbeinu would defend them? They would feel very, very pretty good. What if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to defend? So he says, then there's nothing to talk about. Right? What does the Pasuk say at the end of the previous parak? Hashem is going to be on the right side of the poor. What does it say in this parak? It says, Hashem Adonai al Yemincha machatz biyom ha-pomachim. If Hashem is going to take care of it, so that's the ultimate trust that we need, and we have nothing to worry about if that is true. And he's going to bring judgment to the people. He's going to be in charge of the future. Again, the Mefarshim say that the end of this parak is talking about when all the nations are going to have to stand in judgment. Minachal baderech yishta, right? From a river he will drink. Some type of symbolism that the king is going to drink. Maybe it's the king's malchus, which I know the king was Nimshach at a Mayan. He will continue drinking. His malchus will be forever. Al-Kain Yoram Rosh, so he can lift up his head. Be proud. Be strong. Right? Unlike the previous parak, which is about the downtrodden Hashem, please curse and bring down the enemies. Right? Hashem is going to be on your side. So one has to raise their head high. Okay, we'll stop here.